Radish on the Radio is a partnership between Radish Magazine and WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR. Radish on the Radio digs a little deeper into issues related to local foods, environmental stewardship, and building healthy communities in our region. For this episode, Radish on the Radio met with Joel Reiser of Hot Glass, a nonprofit that offers youth glassblowing programs.
Joel Reiser was a football coach. Now, he's a glassblowing artist. But the change isn't as drastic as it sounds. Art has been just as much a part of his life as football.
When I was in school, in junior high, my art teacher was my football coach. I thought he was the coolest guy around. So I thought, man, what a way to make a living, you know, be an artist and be a coach.
For the past 2 years, the Moline High School teacher has been the executive director of Hot Glass, a nonprofit he started to reach out to at-risk youth by teaching them glass blowing.
I was approached by one of our employees at the high school, the grant coordinator. He says, hey, we got some grant money. Do you want to do some art classes with some kids, these kids that go to night school and everything? So I went, wow, I could do it at the glass shop. So the way we did that program, we took the student and the parent, or a guardian of some kind, or a mentor, and we had them work together because, you know, some of those kids don't really have good relationships with adults. So we thought it'd be cool to pair them with adults and then blow glass together.
Reiser's organization lets kids into the glass programs for free, regardless of their artistic abilities or past behavior. Reiser got the idea for Hot Glass after seeing a TV report about a similar program in Tacoma, Washington. It receives funding from donations and grants and fee-based programs for the public. They host corporate team-building events, private classes, and birthday parties.
People come in and they try their hand at it, and at least they can say, hey, I tried it. And it may not be the best thing, but it's something they made. And it's an experience that you usually wouldn't get. It's a lot of fun to watch, but like if you ever try it, it's a lot harder than it looks.
Reiser began glass blowing during his college days at Eastern Oregon University, where he also played football.
Art and sports is kind of similar because you put yourself out there and you got to perform and you got to communicate with people, you got to take risks.
He earned his degree in fine arts from Eastern Oregon, then returned to his home state and completed an education degree at Illinois State University. He went to work at Moline High School as an art teacher and then football coach. He retired from coaching a few years ago, but continues to teach at the school.
Why not dabble in coaching and dabble in art and get paid for it? You know, it's a cool job because I love both things, so it's not really like working.
Reiser says glass blowing incorporates the same team mentality as football, like when Hot Glass was commissioned to make hundreds of glass figures for Blackhawk Bank and Trust. The organization got help from another local glass blower named Adrian English. English owns Glass Heritage.
He knew what it took to do the pumpkins and the ornaments and how to do them fast and how to work as a team and get like teams and really go. And so when he introduced us to that, it was like, wow, okay, we can do it. So 500 wasn't that big of a hurdle. At first it was like, whoa, 500. It seemed like it was going to take us forever, you know, but we could do 50 or 60 a night.
Hot Glass is expanding its reach in the community by partnering with other local organizations that help at-risk youth. You can read the full article about Joel Reiser and Hot Glass by Lillian Zier-Martel at radishmagazine.com and discover more people involved in healthy living from the ground up in the pages of Radish Magazine. For Radish on the Radio and WVIK, I'm Radish Magazine editor Laura Anderson Shaw.
Radish on the Radio is made possible on WVIK by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.